This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So, joined again as we do, we're joined again by Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. How you doing, sir?
I'm just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. Now, I was having this thought before we came to air that Dave and I have talked a couple of times this week already. But I wanted to ask you, and I don't know how much this affects you, but you do, when everything is healthy and you're traveling around doing your gigs, you do go into various places with a different climate than, say, Florida.
True.
Do you change your ammo out for people wearing heavier clothing? Do you change to maybe a...
No, I change my selected point of aim. I alter my selected point of aim. My targets change. My target zoning changes.
Explain that, please, sir.
Real simple. Why manage several different types of ammunition or cartridges based on bullet design and function for clothing, barrier penetration, expansion, blah, 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 when you can just easily decide on a standard cartridge that the bullet design and performance or the terminal ballistics of the projectile itself will satisfy most requirements, and simply, instead of shooting a heavily clothed person in the chest, shoot them in the head. You see what I mean?
Yes.
Makes things a lot simpler.
Yes, it does. Well, but I mean, for some people that are, you know, a lot of people are, and I'm one of them. I do practice headshots. I have started practicing the headshots, and I'm trying to practice them on the smallest target I can find that is maybe about the size of a softball. And I'm trying to do those at between 15 and 20 yards. I figure if I can hit that every time I pull the trigger on that, I'm going to be probably good to go. So I am working on that.
Right, but I wouldn't be over-reliant. I think what we're getting into is the realm of psychology.
Yep.
And I'm not going to fault anybody for making a decision in which the baseline is their psychological confidence in their kit and equipment. If you want to choose a specific hollow point design over another for whatever reasons, and that gives you confidence you need, drive on. Ultimately, though, dude, look beyond the initial contact, so to speak, or the initial action. You know, it's real easy to keep your everyday carry gear plussed up with your premium cartridge of choice. However, once your basic loadout is expended, what are you relying on then? What are your reserve ammunition caches? What do they consist of? Is it the same munition? Is it all ball cartridge? It doesn't matter. You're right. Going to want to feed the gun something. And frankly, at times, I have actually misplaced my carry mags because I work so much. I have so many different sets or kits with loaded mags, but they're all loaded with ball. You know what I mean?
So why do you do that? Is that because...
Because that's predominantly what I shoot.
Okay.
It's predominantly what I can afford to shoot. At the annual rate of consumption that I'm used to, it's expensive to be me sometimes. And, you know, ammo, you know, that's where it stings sometimes. I was sponsored for many, many years by Pete Pye Sr. Of Corbon. And when Corbon sadly went away, I lost that privilege. And, you know, it's out of my pocket just like anybody else's. And it's something that I have to manage on a regular basis. But when it comes to fighting with guns, I'm not going to get wrapped around the axle on, you know, what the specific bullet design, function, you know, what it says on the box. I'm going to want something that is the appropriate caliber that will feed through my blaster. And instead of shooting you in the body, I'll shoot you in the head. I'll make that choice. You know, I'll make the ball ammo work for me.
Right.
You know, it's, I don't see it being a detriment. You know, the biggest complaint people have always had against round ball or ball ammo, training ammo, is over-penetration. Well, yeah, that's true. On a soft target, that may be a problem. But in a permissive environment, running ball ammo could be problematic. In a semi-permissive environment, not so much. But in operating in a denied area or open combat area, why would you be worried about over-penetration? I mean, in some respects, I would want over-penetration because it's not just about, you know, hitting the bad guys at every opportunity. You also have to defeat, you know, barriers, windows, doors, vehicle glass. You know, I want even a good hollow point, even of today's design and function, still maintain, I would say, a very high percentage of their overall weight. In grains, they deform quite a bit, but they don't fragment as bad like they used to. So you're still getting good penetration with excellent expansion.
Right.
The Corbon DPX, the solid copper DPX bullet design, was absolutely awesome. And I misspoke a show or two ago, dude. On my favorite carry ammo, it was a DPX, Corbon DPX load, but it was the 90-grain DPX load, and they were loaded to 1,400 feet per second.
Yeah, yeah.
They shot like laser beams, and they were like mini grenades when they hit.
Well, when we get back, you can explain to me, because I would love to know, this lighter weight round, which I know a lot of people have moved to, and started doing to a certain degree. I'd like to know what the benefit of carrying that as a self-defense round is. Super Dave, his website is combatspeed.com. And now he's been cleared by the doctor. So that means very shortly he's going to start posting gigs where you can go and train with Super Dave. And if you don't hurry up and take him up on it, you know, I may very well go down there and train with him myself. So we'll definitely going to see.
We'll have a good time.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull, and release or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out. That's the home of the Binary Trigger, Saluce, Militia Line, Reformation, Providence. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington, and we just got into the. I want to know what the allure is of these light rounds that are traveling really fast. Please.
Okay. There's a few different perspectives or angles. One, you'll always have, you know, the speed freaks out there. You know, you can take something, you know, remember Tim Allen, the tool guy, right? More power, more speed, didn't matter what it was. You know, if it was the coolest version of it, it was lacking in power or something. In respect to firearms, it's always been that way. You know, can we push, you know, can we develop a projectile? You know, it's not so much making something go fast. You can make things go fast, but will they hold up and perform at speed? So there's a lot of, you know, technology goes into the development of high-speed warfighting projectiles. On the smaller scale, you know, of small arms, primarily talking about the 9mm cartridge, either way you look at it, the Germans got it right back in the day. It was the balance of what pretty much, to the best of my memory, what made the 9mm what it is today is its speed reliability. Not so much, you know, the caliber, its performance of its, you know, various weight of projectiles. Its total speed reliability is what, you know, was the backbone of the 9x19. Anyway, everybody wants to make it go faster. You're always going to have that. But do you have projectiles that can be driven at the performance speeds? Therein lies the balance. But when you look at digesting a steady diet of these high-velocity, hyper-velocity projectiles through a barrel, you're going to wash a barrel out pretty quick. You know, anywhere from, I don't know, dude, I'd say maybe a 22, 250, best to remember. You might get 2,000 rounds through that barrel before you need another one.
Right.
They wash out pretty quick. I like them only, that's the only light load I've ever, like, got behind or endorsed was that 90 grain, that Corban 90 grain DPX projectile at 1400 feet per second. I believe Pete Pry Jr. with, is going to revive, that specific cartridge in some resurrected form, which would be very cool. Now, at short distances, I would say from, you know, 5 to 50 yards, you know, at that velocity, even a 90 grain projectile is going to be devastating. Married with proper shot placement, whether heart, lung, I've had that specific cartridge, perform on a doe. This is one of those you had to be there to see it stories. I was like out in the country and this deer doe, you know, literally walked up on me, man. I felt threatened and I had to use my 26 on her. And I happened to be loaded with that 90 grain DPX load and it performed as one would expect. It was very, the transfer of energy was visible. pretty dynamic. You know, if you've seen the gelatin block video, slow-mo gel blocks and stuff like that. From a competitive standpoint, shift gears. You should always shoot with your eyes, not your ears. However, you can't just turn your ears off. You're going to have audible feedback from hard targets or steel targets. Now, you can get sucked into that. If you want, shoot with your ears, start shooting with your ears, meaning that you launch a projectile at a target and you wait for the audible feedback after impact to key you on actually firing on your next target. Huge drag there. You see what I mean? However, there's nothing to prevent you from shooting with your eyes, but using the audible feedback in the background as confirmation of what you're doing is legit and still allow you to fire at whatever physical and visual speed you're capable of driving the gun. So having said that, if you're with me, for example, simple example, if you're firing on a 6-inch plate at 25 yards with a 45 ACP, and I'm using a 9mm 90 grain at 1400 feet per second, you're using a 230 grain ball at 850 feet per second, and we fire at precisely the exact same time, whoever hits the plate first is going to win. You see what I mean?
Indeed.
So there are master gamer angles to shooting, you know, high velocity cartridges and ways to take advantage of them, provided you have, you know, not just the knowledge, but the skill to do it at speed. That's cool.
Let me get you to hang on just 1 second. We're coming up on the break. Super Dave Harrington, you can go to combatspeed.com and see if he's starting to post classes, because that should be just around the corner if it isn't there yet. And you can keep up with him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. And, of course, he, you know, if everything aligns, well, he's here on Tuesdays. We're doing combat pistolcraft. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says they've delivered on a promise that help is on the way. He just celebrated his coronavirus relief bill a day after signing it into law, calling it historical and transformational. The president, joined by Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California, and Vice President Kamala Harris. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the cyber attack against Microsoft systems is significant in size and scope.
The precise number of systems that have been exposed by this vulnerability and have been exploited either by nation-state threat actors or ransomware hackers or others. That is something that we are urgently working with the private sector to determine.
Speaking during a briefing, Sullivan would not identify a perpetrator at this time. USA Radio News. New York Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo remains defiant and says he will not resign amid mounting sexual harassment claims.
Let the review proceed. I'm not going to resign. I was not elected by the politicians. I was elected by the people.
Cuomo speaking to the media regarding the allegations, saying the women have the right to come forward and be heard. Palm Beach County Sheriff Rick Bradshaw is concerned about changes to U.S. immigration policies under President Biden.
We're back to catch and release, which doesn't make sense to anybody. And we're back to the floodgates opening, which you can see down there at the border, but it's also going to affect us, is you got this massive amount of people coming in.
He said there's been a steady number of boats with illegal immigrants from various countries that are being stopped off the waters of Palm Beach. The sheriff saying the new process is the old process prior to former President Trump, where illegal immigrants were screened and given a notice to appear in court. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I've been trying to figure out how to ask this question, but for people that come to you that are wanting to set up the way they carry a gun. Right.
Okay.
You're relatively basic, and I'm sure there's a lot of people that would look at you and say, "Well, you sure that's all there is to it?" I mean, do people think that there's got to be a more complicated manner besides the fact that you carry a bunch of ammo? Your carry method is actually quite fundamental, simple, mundane, however you want to put it.
Are you asking me or telling me?
Well, I'm just said.
You lost me, bro. I'm out there flapping, man. Dial me in.
Well, I mean, when people come to you and they say, okay, this is how you carry a gun. You don't carry it inside the waistband. You don't carry it with a drop leg. You don't carry it with a special holster that
kind of thing. It's not. I think I understand what you're getting at. No, it's not a one size fits all, man. I kind of have a loose template in my head that I go over with people. You know, first of all, there's many different aspects that have to be literally taken into consideration and done up front. front before you really even get to the point of actually doing it or carrying it. So you need to, you know, don't wait and set yourself up to immediately start carrying a gun. Throw yourself a bone and build in a workup time frame to train and practice to be on top of the things that you need to know and understand at a minimum first before you go live, so to speak. Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
But for example, first of all, what about the selection of the pistol itself? Do you have the right pistol that works for you? I'm not saying it's the one you like, but it's the one that works for you based on its size or the frame or the, you know, your hands fit the gun or the gun fits your hands. A million different ways of looking at it. And it's not just holding on to the pistol with both hands. You need to be able to function the gun right hand as well as left hand only equally well. But in order to come to these decision points, you have to evaluate the location and function of the controls. Pretty standard stuff. However, things change specifically based on the make, model, size, blah, blah, blah. Are you with me so far?
I am.
And then what is the operating environment? What is this, a concealed carry gig? Okay, cool. Are you right-sided, left-sided, ambidextrous? Are there any special environmental concerns, you know, like weather concerns where, you know, it's too hot, you have to go light? The solution to that is have many different guns that fit specific purposes. You understand what I mean? Like,
I do.
For example, if you're operating in an area that, you know, requires light clothing to really be able to function well during the day, it's so hot. You know, some super light 22 revolver would be the perfect pocket gun. You know what I mean? You know, they generally have, you know, a good one will have at least 8-9 shots cylinder. Load that with long rifle and you're good to go. I would consider that a very close and defensive, even though it could be used for offensive purposes, that's about as self-defensive a handgun as I can imagine right now off the top of my head. But it would serve the purpose and that environment. So don't think one gun is going to resolve all issues of being properly armed when you need to be wherever you're at. It, you know, it goes, you know, the whole thing grows hair pretty quick.
Right.
But these are legitimate decision points that have to be looked at that go into your decision-making process of identifying and purchasing the correct equipment in the first place. And the fact of the matter is nobody's going to crack the code on kit and equipment anyway. If they did, why do so many of us have boxes of gear, man, that we no longer use? Dude, I have stuff that I have bought brand new in the wrapper, never use it. And I'm like, I know exactly why I bought it, but then the need no longer existed.
Right.
Or based on as rapid as the kit and equipment environment changes within the industry, you know, you can have a good piece of kit. If it is truly a good piece of kit, it'll be reinvented 100 times over, but it will be the original piece of kit. But there's a lot of it that, you know, is specialty or special purpose. You know, it may have, you know, a lifespan of one use and, you know, fire and forget. You're done with it. It's just the way it is.
Right.
And I always pass on equipment if I think that there's anyone that can use a piece of kit that I have and no longer choose to use, or, you know, that has become somewhat obsolete in respect to what I do have access to. Man, I'll hook them up with it and, you know, set them up for success and roll.
Yep.
But does that about cover it?
Yeah, I think it does. But I am going to ask you, when we get back, I'm going to ask you about the various holsters that I have in my box.
Okay.
As you were talking about the boxes and boxes of gear.
Right.
Primarily, I have holsters. Holsters and belts. So the belts,
I get
you know,
it, man.
But I do want to ask about the holsters because I think there's a few people that probably make a few mistakes and there.
You know I'm not a gear guy, right? I've told you that before.
Sure, but I mean you have opinions of certain things that are out there. I'm sure you've tried.
No, sure.
I'm sure you've tried just about anything out there.
I'll certainly tell you what I think about it. It's just you know, I'm not into the you know, hey, it's an XM6004-XL.
No. This is.
Dude, I'm going to be like, so what?
There's going to be no model numbers. I'm just going to say, think about this kind of holster, that kind of holster?
Okay. Yeah.
This is just stuff that's in my box. Just stuff in my box. But we're coming up on the next break, so we got to wait for that.
I'll learn what's out there.
Roger that. You can find Super Dave at combatspeed.com. That should begin to populate it as a work in progress, after all. And if you want to follow him, if you want to follow him on Facebook and see what he's up to in the world as he rehabilitates and gets ready to start training again, well, you go to Dave Harrington on Facebook and he is there. He might play you a guitar riff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word TREND to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word TREND to 48542. Text TREND to 48542. Text the word TREND to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. We're going to now go into my box of woe, which is all the stuff that I don't use, I bought and did not use, which I think every gun guy has a box of that. You said you have a box of that, right?
Oh, yeah. I've got plenty of that stuff.
So, when I first got back into this and I knew nothing about things, because, see, I had been out of the military for 20-some-odd years when I started becoming a Second Amendment advocate. I own things, you know, to carry guns and everything, because I had a permit and everything else, but it was not like I had one holster, one gun for the longest time. So when I got into the Second Amendment thing, then all that changed. So what do you think of paddle holsters?
I don't like them, man. And I'll tell you why. Invariably, they have failed in my use. There's one manufacturer that makes paddle gear that I would use without question. And that would be, can I say that kind of stuff, man?
Sure.
Out of Texas.
Comtech, okay.
Yeah. And he does, if my memory serves, he does some hybrid stuff too, you know, leather Kydex. I'm not sure. But I'm sure he does pretty much the gamut, the broad spectrum. I've not talked to them in a little while. I've been off the radar, no big deal. But invariably, no matter the company gear, I interact too aggressively at times with my gear. And it's not only that. You got to think about you know, when you're working different, when your primary mission is to stabilize the gum with the target, regardless of what you've got going on physically, you know, you sacrifice your body and you stabilize the gun. Well, that torques your gear as well, your belt, your, you know, whatever you got going on gets torqued out of whack. And I just don't, I've never had the confidence to run paddle gear in a work environment. Or, you know, I'm not going to bet my life on paddle gear.
Gotcha.
And that's just me, dude. And that's based on my experience.
Small
magazines and drawn pistols with gear on them.
Yeah.
At time to time.
Let's shift over to small of cool. back pistols or holsters to carry the small of your back.
I don't dig on those at all. Really, never have. I mean, they're cool. There's a certain cool factor to that. I've always considered it kind of a Hollywood thing to do, or like a deep concealment thing. But I mean, dude, you really have. You're putting a loaded gun at the small of your back. How can you legitimately control it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do.
Can you legitimately maintain positive control of it if you're compromised? It's just not going to happen. I don't know, man. Good luck.
Cross draw.
Since you brought that up, hey, man, didn't that dude in that recent church shooting, the dude that got blasted...
He had a smaller back.
Was he not carrying or attempting to retrieve his gun from the small of his back when he got blasted in the church?
Yep. Yep. The guy that shot the assailant, he was at 3 o'clock, and the guy that was that got unfortunately shot, he was small of back.
You know, I hate it for the dude, but when I saw that, I was like instant poor choice of gear there, dude.
Yep. Cross draw. What do you think about cross draw?
Application. I have many cross draw holsters that I still use from time to time, depending on what I'm doing. But when I had this ZS-14R, I used left side cross draws, so I could keep my hand on the throttle and conduct business if I had to on the bike. And I had basically a left side rig when I would ride because of that fact.
Right.
You see what I mean? You follow me on that?
I do. That's actually a pretty good idea. I like that idea.
The few reserve mags in the tank bag, you're good to hook.
Yep. What do you think about these appendix holsters that have the magazine it's got a spare magazine. You're basically, it's almost like a foot and a half wide, and this is the appendix carry rig. I think they call that the wing setup. What do you think about that?
I am actually completely not up to speed on what you're describing, man.
What do you think about appendix carry in general, then?
Anything more than the pistol, it starts becoming a job. It becomes work. Shouldn't be work.
Last but not least, and my understanding is that every gun guy has one of these. Over in my box, I have a Galco Miami Special shoulder holster.
Oh, dude, from the Miami Vice Red.
Yes.
I have always restrained myself from purchasing one of those, man. And I'll tell you why. It wouldn't be legit unless you had one of the original Bren 10s to put in it.
That would be something to buy. Oh, yes, I do. Yes, I do. I wish today, I mean, CZ is a sponsor of mine, and, you know, the Bren was sort of a CZ clone. Right. I wish they would make a 10mm.
That would be beyond cool.
Yeah.
If somebody would get behind that gun and revive it, I think it would probably do popularly well. I'm not sure.
I mean, the Tanfolio 10 millimeter would do very well, except every time you see one of those, which it looks a little bit like the Bren 10, except they only ship them with one magazine.
It's not.
No, it's not. It is absolutely not. But they don't only ship it with one. So yes, that would be absolutely cool to bring that one back.
But
Sonny Crockett, it didn't matter what gun he had. He always had a Miami Classic shoulder holster that fitted. But he started out with Stig, Bren 10.
His shot report always sounded better than anybody else's did.
Yeah, his sounded. They had the Dirty Harry soundtracks for his. They had the Dirty Harry sound effect for the 44 Magnum sound effect. So.
Yeah, you know, the funny thing about you bringing up this gear thing is I just walked into my back bedroom, which is one of my gear rooms, and I have, you know, tables of gear laid out. And earlier today I walked in here and found some mounts hiding in the wide open that I had been looking for a day or two. But, I've got quite a bit of gear, man, quite a bit of, custom Kydex stuff.
And
stuff I purchased.
Before we run out, if I have my way, he'll be needing more gear here shortly if I have my way. But anyway, we're about to run out of time. We'll talk about that later. Maybe we'll have something a little more cement happening with that. Thank you very much for joining me this evening.
Thank you, man. Appreciate your time, man. Appreciate your opportunity, man. Take care.
Yes, sir.
All right, out of here.
Out of here. Yeah, put Super Dave with somebody there that might change a few minds. I don't know. We'll see. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.